You're listening to SBS News.
83-year-old Barbara McGregor has never missed an election, and the aged care resident is determined not to let the pandemic change that.
I've always gone all my life, since I turned 21. But as soon as I can't get out, the postal vote is the way to go.
While some residential homes will have Australian Electoral Commission staff visit them on polling day, others, like Ms McGregor's, have to help residents vote early. Nursing staff at her Sydney aged care home have submitted applications for the residents to vote by postal ballot. Despite voting in person all her life, Ms McGregor doesn't seem to mind.
As long as you get to, I think, if people can get to vote and if they have to do it postally, it's better for everybody and it's a much fairer election.
The date of the federal election is the 21st of May, but early voting will begin on the 9th of May. Australian Electoral Commission spokesman Evan Eakin-Smith says at the moment, the Commission is encouraging people to plan their votes.
Look at your circumstances, plan your vote, and assure yourself of what's actually happening at a polling place. We've got a range of information. We'll have hygiene officers available, wiping down, special plastic inserts for voting screens, and a range of other materials in the polling place, including pencils in between use. We'll also have hand sanitizer. We're looking at airflow for our polling places to make sure that that's doing what it should. There's a range of safety measures.
He says there are a range of reasons people can vote early, including a fear of contracting COVID-19 on polling day. The Commission's preferred form of early voting is to attend one of the more than 500 early polling centres, which will open across the country in the 2 weeks before Election Day. Otherwise, voters can apply to cast their ballot by mail up until the Wednesday before Election Day. They then have 13 days after the election for the ballot to be received by the Commission for it to be counted as valid. Unlike in the United States, there is no option for online voting in the federal election. As COVID continues to circulate around Australia, plans have been made for those who contract the illness in the final days leading to the election. If you contract COVID-19 or become a close contact in the 2 days before the election or on election day, you'll be able to vote over the phone. But Mr. Eakin-Smith says this is an emergency option only.
We're encouraging Australians only to access this service if they're eligible, and that's incredibly important. It is an emergency measure. It won't be smooth. The wait on the line for a telephone vote will be longer than the wait in a queue at a polling place. So if people are thinking that this is a convenience option, I can just call up, that's not what it's there for.
The operation to secure Australia's first federal election since the onset of the pandemic is already in full swing. 10.5 million household guides are being delivered to assist people voting on election day. 4.5 million pencils will be distributed for the day, and 65,000 litres of sanitiser have been ordered. Postal voting rates in past elections have hovered around 8%, but a higher proportion will be expected this time around. The Electoral Commission says even though they're ensuring postal votes are secure, it could delay the final result.
There's a kicker with any vote that we have in an envelope, be it a postal vote or something that's cast from overseas or around the country. If there are more votes in envelopes, the harder it will be to get an indication of who will form government on election night. That's just a simple fact.
Arrangements are in place for Australians overseas too. The Electoral Commission has released a list of 19 in-person voting centres spanning across Asia, North America, Africa and Europe. For those who can't make it to an in-person voting centre, postal voting is also available. Rose Deeringer has been living in London since October last year, and she'll be able to vote in person in her new home city, something she's excited to do.
As a young person, I want to travel and I want to see the world, but in doing that, that doesn't mean I don't care about what's going on back home. Like, I've got political interests, like, you know, I've studied at university, done those kinds of things in politics.
Back in Sydney, Barbara McGregor has a message for anyone eligible to vote.
I think it's important for everybody. I mean, if you don't vote, then you deserve what government you get. I think voting is really important, and particularly for women, because they fought very hard for it.
It's a hard-fought right and responsibility, now available to an estimated 17 million Australians enrolled to vote. Tyson Cusey, SBS News.